Hello, this is Rabbi David Felsenthal. We're learning Bava Kamma, the ninth chapter, Mishnahs 2 and 3. Gazal Behema V'Hizikina. If you stole an animal and it became old, Avadim V'Hizikinu, or slaves, and they became old, Mishalim Kishasa Gzela. You pay what they were worth at the time of the robbery, before they came old. Rabbi Meir Omer, Bavadim Omerla, that with respect to bondmen, to slaves, he says to them, Hari Shalchala Fanecha. Behold, what is yours is before you. Gazel Matbeya, Venisdak, if you steal a coin and it becomes cracked, Peres Viherkivu, or fruits, and becomes, produce, and it becomes rotten, Yayin vehechim chemitz, wine, and it becomes sour. Misham kishasigzeil, you pay as what it was worth when you stole it before all those things happened. Matnea venifsal, if you steal a coin and it's no longer valid, it was no longer valid. Trumas venitmeis, or truma, and it became defiled. Kamtame. Chametz v'avar alaf ha-pesach, leavened food and passed over it, and so it's no good anymore. Behema venev daba, an animal, and it was used, avera, ba avera, it was used for a sin. Osha nifsala, or it became invalid, malgabia mizbeach, for use for a carbon, for a sacrifice. Osha haisa yoses lesakel, or it was sentenced to be stoned. Omer lo, hari shalcha lafanecha. Then you say, behold, what is yours is before you. So in the last Mishnah, we said that the robber pays the value at the time of the robbery, and if it appreciates in value, the stolen object belongs to the thief, and you only owe what it was worth when it was stolen before it appreciated. So our Mishnah is teaching us that even if there's a loss in value, the thief still pays its value at the time of the theft. He has to also worry about the loss. Okay, so if it's in his possession and it depreciates, he owes before the depreciation. And when it says that he says to the person from whom these things were stolen, behold, what is yours is before you, is he returns them as they are, because bondsmen have the same legal status as land, which always remains in possession of the owner. So if the bondsmen become old, they became old in the possession of the owner. Okay? But if something is stolen, one of these other things is stolen and they depreciate, so then he has to pay as they were at the time they were stolen. Okay? So, for the last example, for example, if a person steals a coin and then the government says this is no longer valid, this coin, right? So it's a recognizable damage. The coin's not current anywhere anymore. And so he has to pay the value of the coin when he stole it when it was still worth money. Mishnah 3. Nasan la'umanin l'takan. You gave something to a craftsman to repair it. V'kilklu, it's spoiled. Chayavin l'shalom, they're obligated to pay. Nasan l'charash shida. You gave it to a carpenter. You gave a carpenter a shida, a chest. Teva umigdal l'takan. Or a cabinet to repair, a box or a cabinet to repair, the kilkel, and they became spoiled, chayav l'shalom, he's got to pay for it. V'abanai shekibel alav, listor es hakotel, and the builder who undertook to take down a wall, v'shiber es havanim o shehizik, we broke the stones in the wall, caused damage, chayav l'shalom, he's got to pay. Hayasoser misad zev, v'nafel mitzad acher, patzer. Now, if he was demolishing it on one side and it fell from the other side where he wasn't working, so then he's potter. V'im machmas hamaka chayev. But if it's because of his blow on that side that the other side fell in, then he is chayev. He is obligated. Okay, so incidental to the laws that were taught in the preceding Mishnah, we're dealing with craftsmen who accepted objects to repair them and they spoiled. So just like in the previous Mishnah, we talked about a thief and the thing spoiled. And the thief is chayev for the value when he got them, when he took them. So a craftsman is also obligated for the damage that happened when he takes on to fix something, he's also responsible for any damage that happens to it. Okay? And again, if it's in his control, then he has to pay. If it's out of his control, like this, something happened on the other side of the wall he was working on, then he doesn't have to pay. Unless, of course, that it was because of what he did on that side, on the one side, it caused the damage on the other side. Because this is like someone who casts an arrow and injures someone with it, according to the Rambam. Tomorrow we'll do Mishnah 4 and Mishnah 5.